and welcome to the Darla of Dork podcast. If you are new here, welcome. You're among friends. If you're a repeat listener, I don't know what is wrong with you. You may want to get that checked. Today, because, and you know, I was just kidding, okay? Come here, let me give you a virtual hug. Oh, you hug so good. What I have today is a special podcast, of course, because it's Memorial Day, and I don't want you to be scared because there's a little history in here, but it's really cool, I think. And I'm not even going to tell you yet, but I'll be back in just a minute and you can find out what it is. So I will see you in just a quick minute after this message from our sponsor, if we have one. Please be our sponsor, please. August of 1915. Dear Arthur, I expect you are all wondering why I have not written, but it is an awful effort to get all correspondence off and be on active service at the same time. I can't say that I am enjoying myself out here. It's awfully hot, and we are eaten up by millions of flies. Life in the trenches is not a picnic either. We have about 4 or 5 days out of them and 8 or 9 in them. When we are out, supposed to be resting, we have to go on working parties, digging, etc. Then wherever we are always under shell fire, so it's not much rest after all. The last shell we had in camp, there was 4 killed and 17 wounded. We have been under fire for 3 months now, and we should like a rest, as the strain is tremendous on one's nerves. I don't think the troops in France get it quite as bad. Then again, the only comforts we have are sent from home, as the country here is quite barren, and we cannot buy anything in shops. I would give a quid for a pint of beer down the club. Our food consists of 1/2 loaf of bread per day, bacon and tea for breakfast, bully beef and biscuits for dinner, and jam for tea and cheese. Lime juice is served out about 4 times per week. That is, a drop is put into a dish of water and a cupful served out, perhaps, and rum is served out 2x a week, sometimes. That is about 4 tablespoonfuls each. We live in a trench, and it's a mercy it don't rain, otherwise we'd be washed away. The fighting just lately has been terrible. Our shells knock the enemy all ways, and the sight in the trenches that we take is awful. We wear our respirators because of the awful smell of the dead. I'll never get the sight out of my eyes, and it will be an everlasting nightmare. If I am spared to come home, I'll be able to tell you all about it, but I cannot possibly write as words fail me. I can't describe things. Wouldn't it be nice to be at Walmer again, and you come down and see me again? I did enjoy that time, and also seeing Billy Dawson and Richardson. There seem to be a lot of fresh troops out here, but there seems to be no relief for us. Nobody loves us now Churchill has gone. We are nobody's pets. It's the army first here, except when there is work to be done, and then the naval division have to do it. You know both my brothers have commissions in the 4th Bedfordshires and are at Dover Court. My wife tells me she has sent me 3 boxes of stuff. I received 1 box, and I fear that 1 transport has floundered and another has been torpedoed. So I expect that is where my other 2 boxes are. It's awfully disappointing because I do look forward to a bit of chocolate and a few biscuits from home. We get cigarettes and baccy served out to us, but it is too hot to smoke much, so that I don't miss that so much. I get a bath and a biscuit tin when I can, but when in the trenches, I have to go all the time without a wash, so you can tell I'm used to being dirty. How are they all down the club? And is Emmy still there? And is she better or not? Is Pace going to lose this year? And where are you spending your holidays? Lord, how I'd like a holiday. I am so tired, I would give anything to get away from this continual banging. Please remember me to all the fellows who are left in the office, Mr. Miller and Goff, Hills and George Williams, and all the boys generally. I can't write to all separately, and also, for details of my experiences, you must wait until I get back, if ever I do, of which sometimes I despair. The papers tell you pretty full accounts, although they are rather anticipating events as to our advancing. Now I must close, old chap, and thank you very much for all your kindness. Wishing you all the best, etc. Yours very sincerely, signed, T. Harold Watts. So that just kind of gives you a taste of what it was like. In case you don't know, most people do know now, but the biscuit tin, he's talking about like a tin that cookies would be sent in. He's like using it again and again, like to wash when he can. It's kind of like his little sink. He put some water and soap in there and a rag. And then baccy that they talked about it being served up, I'm sure that's like loose tobacco. Because he had already said, we sometimes get cigarettes and baccy served out to us. So I would assume that's loose tobacco. And when he's saying that when they shoot the enemy, they go all ways. He was meaning, you know, bits of their body just going everywhere. And just, it's pretty horrendous. So, what a time. What a time he had. And I don't know if T. Harold Watts made it back home or not. And I'm going to look him up and see what I can find out about him. And if I find a lot, I may make a separate episode to talk about who he was.